I want to suggest just for a few seconds as we begin to have a quiet, prayerful moment and lift up Patsy Vincent, a member of our staff, a valued, treasured member of our staff who has gone home to the Lord, and also Bishop Brendan McLaughlin, who died on Monday at 102. And I'd ask you quietly, privately, to bring into your own prayers anyone else you'd wish to lift up to the Lord as well. And all of this we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, this is the 91st annual appeal here in our diocese. As you know, the diocese covers the eight counties of Western New York, and it's my third. I can't believe you think I'd know my way around the city by now. My third as bishop. It's so easy to look at the world in which we live and see everything that is bad, everything that's troubling, to see where all the need is. And we need to do that. We can never be blind to any of those things. But sometimes it can be difficult to remember to look for the good, to look for the blessings. And at Catholic Charities, we believe thoroughly that there is abundant good in the world. There's abundant good in each one of us. And that is regardless of our circumstances. And so, stand by. Imagine a drum roll. The theme of the 2015 appeal is finding good within, and then our continuing mantra, protecting, strengthening, and empowering. Finding good within. It's a wonderfully positive, compelling, engaging theme. This year's theme, of course, is about setting aside preconceived notions and opening our hearts, looking inside ourselves and others to find the good within. We don't do that often enough, I think. It allows us to highlight the good within our organization and the boundless spirit of giving in all of us. The longer I'm here in Western New York, the more edified I am sincerely by the tremendous generosity of the people of this area of the country, this area of the state. It's quite remarkable. In the face of challenges, of course. Catholic Charities, as we all know, helps to create and spread the good in our community through vital services that help more than 142,000 of our neighbors in need, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, throughout Western New York. Our success in these efforts, and these efforts, of course, we as those of us who are Christian or who are Catholic believe are a response to a call that God has given to us to reach out and to serve others in compassion. But our success is made possible through hundreds of skilled professionals, many of them here today, who carry out our mission, thousands of donors, some of those good folks here today as well, whose generous help gifts help us to provide those vital services that make a true, measurable impact in the lives of people of all ages and all situations. So, to continue nurturing that good within, while protecting, strengthening, and empowering those in need, we have established an ambitious goal for 2015 of $10,900,000. And every year we say it's an ambitious goal, and with God's help and the efforts of a lot of great people and the generosity of so many, we manage to reach it. Sometimes we're anxious about that. We will be again, I'm sure, but I think the Lord continues to bless this incredibly important work we do in His name. $10.9 million. Two important dates during the 2015 appeal include First Report Sunday, as we call it, on March 22nd, and then the culmination of Appeal Week 2015 on Palm Sunday, March 29th. Although Appeal Week marks the strongest push for parish donations, our volunteers will work to achieve our final goal through the conclusion of our fiscal year on June 30, if that is necessary. We're always committed to keep it going right to that point. This year's appeal is under the patronage of St. Francis of Assisi. Did you have some input on that, sister, perhaps?
No,
oh. Since we have a Franciscan sister who's the head of our operation, I thought might have a little bit of influence, but thank you. It's a great theme. Born in Italy, this is a short version, so relax. Born in Italy in 1182, Francis was the son of a wealthy merchant, you probably know this story, it's wonderful, who abandoned a life of luxury for a life devoted to his faith. Adopting Christ-like poverty, Francis set out on a mission to restore Christian values and became a living manifestation to the world of God's love for the poor and the suffering. Francis died in 1226 at the age of just 44 and accomplished so very much. And this tells you something, he was canonized as a saint just 2 years later. That's a remarkable tribute in the church of his day, the medieval church, a recognition of this amazing man. Today, of course, St. Francis has a special place in the hearts of millions of followers, Christian or not, across the globe. When we heard that stunning news that Cardinal Jorge Maria Bergoglio became pope, and I was one of the many who didn't recognize that name at all, when he was elected pope in March 2013, of course, he chose Francis as his papal name in honor of St. Francis. So, as we embark on this year's appeal, we call to mind the life and words of St. Francis, who said, "It is in giving that we receive." We also reflect on the words of Pope Francis, who encourages us to take care of God's creation and, above all, to take care of people in need. Your generosity in serving our brothers and sisters in need through the annual Catholic Charities Appeal, and helping to find the good within our community as well as within ourselves, is a concrete and wonderful response to God's commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. So, profoundly grateful for your past support, I humbly ask for your continued help and your prayer and your financial assistance as we embark on Appeal 2015. And so we conclude my little remarks, now that I've caught my breath, asking God to bless our efforts as God continues to bless everything we do in Catholic Charities. I truly believe that, and help us to meet that challenging but achievable goal.